If all my thugs would just excuse me for one moment, you know what I'm saying? I want to take this opportunity to reach out to my BGs, the wannabes, you know, the little younger homies. If y'all got dreams of being doctors and lawyers, you know, like your boy Cochran, all them people there, go up out there and pursue that and don't let nobody tell you that it's not possible, you know what I'm saying? Dollar came into this world alone. I have no doubts it's how I end up leaving. Doesn't matter what religion I believe in. And when the merciful calls for me to, he will I be swift to go near, or the first man I ever feared. You see, my conscience never feared no human, but I've encountered a few, and the devious things as people try to do. These politicians wish to rule, that's true, but in 96 it be these fools in your face that be jacking you. Specifically my colleagues, so-called road dogs and homies. My research shows that 80% of these fools is phonies. Real hustlers should know that getting your homeboys is so deadly wrong, and what you get, it never lasts long. Consistency, that's what interests me. Since my BG days of serving Kang, never disrespectful to the game. Right now, jacking is all fun, and you get us. Let's see how funny you'd be when you end up dying from your homie's trigger.
Should I leave?
Take my homies in the hood for what they worth. I always have been down for whatever when it came time for putting in work. Getting put on my hood at 13, that's when my hands were still clean until I learned to use that magazine weapon. No half-stepping. At night I'm blasting out of windows. Right after school I'm playing my Nintendo. I learned to live a life of felonies. Ain't thinking about the penitentiary, cause I'm a G, that's what they telling me. Much too young to control my own mind. I'm doing what I see them do, smoking and sipping Rossi wine, checking other fools about my set. In the car doing homework, catching all the sales that I can get. I love this life, how bad could it be? My older brothers claim too, the most respected of the older G's. The situation seemed peaches and cream, because we fronted in public. To other cliques, that's how we made it seem. Like the problems didn't exist, which was a bunch of, cause you never can have a victory where there's no conflict. A gang of serious things I overlook. Some of these fools don't know how close they came to getting their lives took. There's not one fool that dollar fear, but now I gots to move on, cause I can't live this way for my career. Much love to my homies, I hope y'all fools feel me till you see me again. Play it discreet up on them city streets. Know what I'm saying?
Should I leave?
To my good boys that's trying to go for bad, you know, I think it's unfortunate that your parents have went through everything that they did to provide you, you know, with nice vehicles to drive, decent places to live, and yet and still you misrepresent them by trying to live the life that we live down here in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't the way of life that we chose. This was imposed upon us. Most of us would trade places with you in a heartbeat if we could. That might be something that y'all want to think about. Peace. I'm out.